Well, I miss you guys. I know that you're not in school. At least I don't think you are yet. Maybe some of you are doing schoolwork at home and different things like that. But, you know, I think you got an awful lot of time on your hands, maybe. And we call that idleness, you know, being idle, being bored, not doing what you want to do. And I just wanted to share with you what it says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 6 through 13. And it deals with being idle and the problem with it. Now, I want to ask you a question. How many of you like to work? Do you like to do chores around the house? Now, here's an interesting question, and I hope you are. Do you help with the dishes? Now, work seems to be a part of God's plan for life. I want you to know that. You're here young now, but I can guarantee you the older you get, the more work it comes. Did you know even the animals work? Beavers build their dams, bees make their honey and pollinate the flowers. Squirrels, I love to watch the squirrels run. They hide away nuts for the winter. Birds feed their little ones. If you ever watch them do that, it's fascinating. The mama bird comes with something in her mouth, and the little baby bird's there opening up, and she drops it in there. You see, we're not the only ones in this world who work. Even, you go fishing, and we call them earthworms or worms. You know, worms for fishing bait is really good. But did you know even the earthworms work? Yeah, they're kind of yucky, aren't they? Slimy, ugh. Some of you may have used worms for bait when you were fishing. I don't know if you know this or not, but you know earthworms are more valuable than just as bait. They make the soil richer. There's as many as 50,000 earthworms in an acre of dirt. Can you imagine? And they're constantly aerating the soil. In fact, if you have some fertile topsoil around the house and you see beautiful flowers and vegetables growing, you can thank the lowly earthworm. You see, each of God's creatures seem to have a purpose, don't they? You and I have a purpose for being here. Part of the reason that we come to church and we try to go to youth week and we try to come to worship and we want to find out why God put us here so that we can live as best as we're able to do. Did you know God created you for a reason and for a purpose? And you are unique. And according to God's purpose for us, that means that someday we will work at a job. But we won't mind it because we know that we're fulfilling God's plan, just like that old earthworm. Well, Father, we thank and praise you for the youth of the Bethel United Methodist Church. And we're not able to be with them, but I hope and pray that they get this message sent to them. And I just thank you for what they add to our lives, Lord. They are special in Jesus' precious name. And all God's children said, Amen.